What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and I got another amazing DJ here on the My DJ Story podcast. Brother, could you introduce yourself, tell the audience who you are, where you're from?
What's up, world? I'm DJ Johnny Price, aka JP Guns. I'm from Chicago, and it's great to be here. Big ups goes out to everybody. I'm a house music DJ. I have a live stream that I do my house music stuff on the club, you know, and I love house music ever since, like, I can remember 1988.
Word. No, that's perfect, brother. So let's jump right into it. So 1988, that when you got started as a DJ?
That's when I got started as a DJ.
How old were you?
Man, I was 19 years old when I first started. So it's been like 33 years.
Nice, bro. Yeah. Nice. So what got you into it? What made you first pick up the skill of DJing?
I was in college, and when my roommate was a DJ, and I used to follow him, you know, to the parties and stuff, you know, and he went to, you know, he was doing parties at Northwestern University and stuff, and you know, we didn't go to the college, to the school. I went to a junior college. But he ended up getting some gigs over at Northwestern. So I was like, a great way to get in and meet some girls and stuff like that. You know? So that was the first motivation. But then when I saw the crowds and stuff reacting to his music playing, and I was just thinking, this is something that I need to do.
Wow. No, that's amazing, man. You saw it firsthand and you said, I want some of that too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So boom, you're 19 years old, probably going on to your 20s. And then, you're doing these parties at the local college. Like, what happened after that? Tell me the progression from there.
Well, the progression from there was like, I was I started going in and doing parties, and I saved up, bought some equipment of my own, and his business started to rake in. He was training me, and then I ended up like buying some equipment and getting contracted out to do some gigs. And it was like some pretty easy stuff, you know, DJ 101, playing hits and open format and stuff, you know. And then as time progressed, I was hearing the radio stations and I was hearing my favorite DJs. And like this one DJ, my influences, well, I have several influences, but the first influence was DJ Bad Boy Bill, because he was a house DJ, popular house DJ out in Chicago. And when I heard his mixes and heard him scratching, that's when I really got into like scratch science, you know. And in my sets, I like to cut and scratch during my sets. And I was just thinking, man, I need to do that. So I went home, got on the turntables. As you see, I still got the 12s and stuff over here, and just started practicing, man. And then one thing led after another. I was working as a waiter at a local restaurant that had an adjacent nightclub with it, and it was in little town Evanston, north of Chicago. And of all places, you know, and it was like a family restaurant, and I was a host and a waiter there. And one of my homies was a DJ in the adjacent nightclub. You know, I was telling him about myself and stuff like that. One thing led after another. He got sick, and then he told the manager, you know, about me. And so the manager went to me and said, "Yo, Johnny, old boy is sick, Skip is sick. So can you do your thing?" And so I was just like, okay, that's the beginning of like my first club gig, you know? And that too was like 1988-89, you know? Right. And yeah, then from then on, man, being a resident, that's my first time being a resident on a Friday or a Saturday night in the club. You know, and I was just, you know, it was a small bar, but it had like a small dance floor, you know, but
yeah. No, that's amazing. That's just an amazing story. That's a testament to that quote or the saying where you got to stay ready so you don't got to get ready. You know, right. you practiced and you were preparing yourself, and then opportunity just happened to show up at your doorstep,
right.
and you were able to capitalize on that opportunity right. and enter into your first club scene as a DJ.
Right.
And it's like, you know, DJs out there, if you're thinking about getting started, if you're early in your DJ journey or even later in your DJ journey and you want to hit that next level of elevation as a DJ, you got to continue to get ready. So when the time comes for that opportunity to be in your face, you're ready to go capture on it.
And got to do it. You never know. You never know when the opportunity is going to hit you. And when you and when it comes, you got to be you got to be ready. I mean, didn't expect it to happen. But then when it happened, I went for it, you know. Then as we progress on, my first international club experience was when I was living in Japan. Later on, let's fast forward to 1994. And, my wife and I, we went to Japan to teach English. And, you know, like for college graduates, there was a program called JET program. And so she was teaching, and then, we both happened to meet this guy who was a nightclub owner, and he was really into looking for foreign DJs. You know, I told him about myself and stuff like that. You know, he gave me a little try. So I had, and you know, like you said, you got to be ready, make yourself ready. And I said, hey, listen, I'll give you a complimentary, you know, a complimentary demo of what I can do. What do you got to lose? You know, and he was a cool Brit guy, you know. And so I had, you know, opportunity to get up into one of his clubs, do his thing. And I just pretty much took like what I knew from, you know, the mobile DJ days and the parties and stuff, and took it that way and started playing hits open format. And next thing you know, yeah, that's my international club experience, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. I want to hear, did you find anything different being in Japan and DJing? Was it much different from DJing in the States?
Well, at first I thought it would be. I would say people were much more in Japan, people were much more inviting and receptive. You know, the thing about in Japan was, if a foreigner, I mean, Japanese DJs played, you know, the like hip hop and house music and R&B and stuff. But when a foreign DJ plays it in Japan, there's that genuineness, you know. It's like, okay, it's real. I mean, and like most of the foreign-owned nightclubs, they get pretty popular, you know, especially if there's a foreign face, because the Japanese feel like the person is, you know, like they're going, like the music is in their backyard. They got a chance to go to that other country can come to their backyard. And so I had that experience, and man, I've never looked back. I mean, I never gonna stop looking back, actually. And just, it's like, you know, looking for Mr. Goodbar. You want to get that high. That's why I DJ. You want to get that, you know, you play that song, and that place like had like 500 people up in there. You know, I mean, my first experience, you know, the capacity, what we had, the average crowds of like 60 to 75 people, you know, in my first experience when I was, you know, when I was doing like the club next to the restaurant. But in Japan, my first big experience was like 500 people up in a club. You play a great tune, and all of a sudden you just, oh, and then you're just like, oh my God, you know? And then it just, yeah, your heart was palpitating, you know? And so from then on, I was like looking for that kind of thing, you know, came back to the States, and basically, you know, kept hounding, you know, going to nightclubs and throwing the business cards around and stuff, and kept calling. And then one thing led after another, started getting into like big clubs like Legroom and Excalibur, Deja Vu and Lionhead and stuff like that, you know. And yeah, I mean, and
it's a grind, man. And you found your way in, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people would have given up as soon as they got the first no. So right. Like, you made sure that you kept on networking, kept on grinding, and eventually things hit, and that hit projects you to get more hits in the future. So right. Wonderful job with, you know, your journey and being able to just persevere even when it gets tough and things are uncertain, and you're just rocking and rolling, doing what you love, because I can hear the passion in your voice and the excitement when you speak about your journey in your DJ career. So it's so fitting for you to be here on the My DJ Story podcast, and I'm really excited to have you as someone that I'm building a friendship and a relationship with as you're using the club app and giving me feedback and telling us what we need to do to make sure DJs feel that great experience in our app. So thank you for everything you're doing for me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother. And I would love to hear about, you know, how COVID has affected your career as a DJ. You know, we're in January of 2021 and we're deep into COVID. How has COVID changed your life as a DJ?
Well, I think COVID has changed my life in the way of I'm able to tap into my own creativity. I mean, thank goodness for the internet. I mean, we have live streams, you know, which enables for the club, you know, outfits like the club to enable DJs to get in and still, you know, put their art out into the world for people to see. I mean, just, you know, before I got with the club, you know, just basically live streaming on Facebook and stuff, you know, and doing Mixcloud and things like that. But with the, you know, and with Facebook, you know, copyright rules and stuff, so you got to be able to get around that. Same thing with YouTube, and you got to be able to try to get around that. So but I think, you know, with OBS and being able to like create your own skins and make your backgrounds real popular, really cool, you know, it makes the DJ much more I would say much more creative. I mean, as you see right here, I got the green screen. So I use the green screen, you know, for my OBS, and, you know, and that's no BS.
I think it's amazing. And DJs are super creative with what they're doing. That's why we're looking to add that capability to the club ASAP. You know, we're still a new app, and we're working on developing further and getting those capabilities. And I'm super excited for what we're bringing. I appreciate to have you along on the journey, man.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna get a show going on on the club pretty much like I this weekend. So I'm gonna awesome. you'll be seeing my house music stuff.
Looking forward to it, brother. So we're gonna jump right into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Describe your setup, hardware and software.
My hardware, my turntables and my Rain 72 mixer. That's my stuff right there, as you can see right there. So I got the 212s, I got the Rain 72. Also, I mess around with, you know, with the controller as well, you know, so as you can see right there, you know, I got the SX, the DDJ SX2. So, you know,
about yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
Who's my favorite DJ? I like Bad Boy Bill, Jazzy Jeff.
What has been your favorite party or event that you've DJed at?
My favorite one were like all my events in Japan that I did. You know, yeah, that was my best experience. Had great experiences over here. Chicago, like one place, another place, Paradise Park and the Happy Camper, both in Chicago. But Japan has to be hands down my favorite. Yeah.
What's one thing you hate about live streaming as a DJ?
The thing I hate about live streaming as a DJ are basically the copyrights. You know, I want to be able to DJ on all the platforms without having to have copyright issues. I mean, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. We know the reasons for copywriting and all, but, you know, I'll just answer that question.
Shout out DJs that you know personally whose story needs to be shared on the podcast.
Oh, I would say, besides myself, I would say my homie DJ Black from Street Level. I think he's an up and coming DJ. Also, I think, you know, DJ Nate Carter should be up there. Also, DJ One Chance. Big shout out to my man, DJ One Chance. He's doing his thing with some DJs, DJ contests. And he got his break doing something for WGCI. But I see that brother, he's hustling. So he deserves all the accolades he needs to get, you know, we all in the same game, you know what I'm saying? So it's great. I think as you come in, I tell all the DJs, we got to celebrate. We all got to work together, you know, and not hate and criticize each other, you know, because it's a hustler's game, you know, and celebrate each person, you know, who's in our circles who get it, you know, because, you know, it's a karmic thing as well, you know? So, yeah.
Awesome, brother. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're doing in-person events?
Oh, yeah. You can find me online on Twitch. Also, my Instagram at Instagram.com/JP_guns. That's GUNNZ. Also, my website, www.jpguns. That's JPGUNNZ.com. And you can find me on Facebook at /SuperDJJPGuns. Also, the same GUNNZ right there. And my Mixclouds are out. You check me out on Mixcloud. I have like, man, over 60 mixes, like house music mixes and stuff at mixcloud.com/Johnny_Price, P-R-I-C-E / And yeah, that's where you can get me. I'm also a DJ for a storytelling event that we have monthly. It's called Soul Stories Live. We have a show coming up on the 24th. For more information on that, you can go to facebook.com/soulstoriesLive. That's SoulStories Live, LIVE. And you can get the information about how to get the tickets for that. I do soul music in between storytellers. The theme coming up on the 24th is parenthood. If you ever heard of the Moth Radio Hour, it's pretty much like that, but except a little more, because we have music. You know, so yeah, it's all like that. So getting around, man. I mean, like you said before, you know, got to be creative, be able to adapt, have many hats. You know,
awesome, brother. Hey, I appreciate you coming on the My DJ Story podcast. This was great.
Word, this was fun. Thanks, man. Peace.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from The Club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.